Title: CFPB nominee says he does not intend to eliminate Bureau. Content: On July 23, the Senate Banking Committee held a confirmation hearing for Brian Johnson, the nominee to serve as director of the CFPB. Johnson, who previously served at the CFPB during President Trump's first term, was tapped last month to lead the Bureau in place of acting director Russell Vought, who is nearing the end of his tenure at the agency. During the hearing, Johnson faced Democratic scrutiny over whether he would lead the CFPB differently from Vought, who has sought to drastically shrink the agency and at times discussed closing it entirely. Johnson stated that he did not intend to eliminate the CFPB and that the Bureau remains responsible for administering the consumer financial laws assigned to it by Congress. Senator Chris Van Hollen asked Johnson whether he would like to eliminate the CFPB. Johnson responded that doing so was not his intention, described the Bureau as a creature of statute, and said his intention was to execute the law. When Senator Raphael Warnock separately asked whether he agreed with Acting Director Russell Vought's support for eliminating the Bureau, Johnson again declined to endorse that position. Johnson stated that the CFPB can produce positive results when properly structured and governed, but added that he believes its current statutory structure contains deficiencies and that he has previously supported changes to the agency's authority and organization. Johnson's prepared testimony identified three priorities if confirmed: protecting consumers, particularly those vulnerable to fraud and scams, ensuring the CFPB operates prudently and within its statutory limits, and modernizing the Bureau's operations. He also pledged strong enforcement of safeguards for military borrowers and expressed sympathy for concerns about the financial burdens posed by medical debt, though he indicated that reviving a Biden-era ban on medical debt reporting would not be under consideration. He stated that clear rules, lawful enforcement, and consumer choice can benefit both consumers and market participants. Notably, senators did not press Johnson on several major regulatory issues he would confront at the Bureau, leaving items such as the open banking rule rewrite, potential scrutiny of credit card late fees, and possible mortgage-related rule changes unaddressed. Committee members also questioned Johnson about proposed workforce reductions and enforcement independence. Johnson said he would maintain an open mind when reviewing staffing levels and that the effectiveness of a smaller examination staff would depend on the Bureau's examination strategy. Senator Elizabeth Warren separately asked whether he would notify Congress and the Inspector General about certain White House contacts concerning enforcement matters. Johnson disputed the premise and declined to address the hypothetical. Putting it into practice, Johnson's testimony indicates that, if confirmed, he would not seek to eliminate the CFPB outright, but the Bureau's future size and scope remain uncertain. Although he pledged to approach staffing decisions with an open mind, he declined to concede that the proposed reduction, from nearly 1,100 employees to approximately 560, would impair the Bureau's ability to perform its responsibilities. With the workforce reduction plan subject to ongoing litigation and court review postponed pending the confirmation process, Johnson's hedged responses leave open the possibility that the CFPB will continue operating with a substantially smaller workforce and a narrower supervisory and enforcement footprint, previously discussed here and here. Additionally, several significant regulatory issues, including the open banking rule rewrite, credit card late fees, and mortgage-related rule changes, went unaddressed at the hearing, leaving the Bureau's broader policy direction unclear. Banks, lenders, fintech companies, and other regulated entities should continue monitoring the confirmation process, staffing litigation, and changes to the Bureau's supervisory, enforcement, and rulemaking priorities. Categories: CFPB. As seen in Consumer Finance and FinTech Blog.